Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. An unsolved mystery can drive people crazy, and the fate of the first English settlers ever to establish a colony in the New World, Roanoke, is a puzzle that will probably never be entirely solved, but it doesn't keep people from trying. In July 1587, a ship carrying 90 men, 17 women, and 11 children landed on Roanoke Island on the Outer Banks of modern-day North Carolina. A year before, when the site was discovered, 15 men had volunteered to stay and hold down the proverbial fort, but they were nowhere to be found, so the 118 colonists disembarked and set about carving a colony out of the wilderness. There was much excitement when Eleanor Dare, the daughter of leader John White, gave birth to the first English baby born in the New World and named her Virginia. After a time, John White left the settlers to return to England, telling them he'd be back within the year with fresh supplies. However, England's war with Spain slowed the process considerably, and nobody was able to check on the settlement again until 1590. When White returned, his daughter, granddaughter, and everyone else was gone. They had dismantled the buildings, carved the word Croatoan into a tree, the name of the friendly Native American tribe on a nearby island, and vanished. There was no sign of the cross White had told them to carve on a tree if they had left under duress. Frankly, White didn't look very hard for his daughter and granddaughter before heading back to England. For centuries, the story of the lost colony of Roanoke seemed pretty cut and dried to most historians. The settlers went to live with the Croatoan tribe. Whether they stayed there or not, nobody could say. The thing they could say is that no definitive sign of any of the 118 colonists was ever found, despite rumors in the later established Jamestown colony of massacres and men wearing European clothes deep in the wilderness. No definitive sign, that is, until more than three centuries later, when, in 1937, a produce dealer from California named L.E. Hammond showed up at Emory University in Atlanta with a stone he found while hunting hickory nuts in a recently cleared North Carolina swamp, some 50 miles or 80 kilometers inland of Roanoke Island. It was inscribed with a message he wanted the experts at Emory to decipher. It turns out, the carved stone told a story, allegedly written by White's daughter Eleanor. The colonists endured 2 years of only misery and war after her father left for England, ending with half the settlers killed in armed combat, and many of the others, including Eleanor's husband and daughter, slaughtered when a spiritual leader of the tribe they lived with warned that the presence of the English settlers was angering the spirits. According to the stone, only 6 men and 1 woman escaped. The stone was found to be authentic by the Emory experts at the time. It seemed legitimate, and better still, it satisfied everyone's thirst for closure around this dusty old riddle. The story captured the imagination of the entire country, and Emory professor Haywood J. Pierce, Jr. published a paper describing the stone in the reputable Journal of Southern History in 1938. But soon, the plausibility of the stone came into question. We spoke with John Bentz, archivist at the Rose Library at Emory University. He said, Emory became suspicious of Hammond after some professors and administrators traveled with him to Edenton, North Carolina, where he found the stone. The search for the original location of the stone was fruitless. This added to the growing list of details about Hammond's discovery that were hard to corroborate. Emory had someone in California look into Hammond, but couldn't find much more than an address. After Pierce and his father, another academic, paid Hammond for the first stone and offered a $500 reward for any additional stones people might find, you can imagine how many dare stones came out of the woodwork. The Pierces paid a man named Bill Eberhardt, a stonecutter from Fulton County, Georgia, $2,000 for 42 forgeries he brought them. These stones had Eleanor marrying a Cherokee chief, giving birth to another daughter named Agnes, and eventually dying in a cave in Georgia. In April of 1941, the Saturday Evening Post ran an exposé on the Dare Stones, dismissing them all as forgeries, citing anachronistic language and a consistency of spelling that was unheard of at the time. The Pierces' career suffered, and the Dare Stones were stuffed in a basement at the father's university, an embarrassment to everyone involved. But every so often, academic interest turns again to the Chowan River Stone, the original Dare Stone found by Hammond in that North Carolina swamp. It's made of different rock than the others, a bright white quartzite interior and dark exterior that would have made a good choice for Eleanor Dare's missive to her father. And in the 1930s, the patina on the stone would have been difficult to chemically replicate. In addition, it doesn't contain the anachronistic language of the other stones. Some experts have determined the only problem might be in Eleanor Dare's sign-off, the initials EWD, which would not have been a typical signature in the 16th century. Many experts still dismiss the Chowan River Stone as an obvious phony, but it's possible that new research into Elizabethan epigraphy, chemical analysis, and other rock inscriptions of the time period will yet shed light on this still unsolved mystery. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other mysterious topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.